Now, I want to say good morning to Mark Conlon, who's running 30 marathons in 30 days to raise awareness of the homeless situation in Dublin and raising funds for the Peter McFerry Trust. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
How are things?
I felt a bit bad this morning now. Woke up with a bit of a headache, and that's just normal dehydration. Didn't get enough water in last night. It was too tired. So I'm feeling a bit better now after getting plenty of water into me. Dropped me bag off at the Westwood gym there, and I've decided to do a new route this morning, just cutting out the beach. So same Clontarf seafront, and I go straight on to Holt, where I run two laps of the Holt summit, and then back to Clontarf, and that's 26 miles. That's a measure course we have in east of Ireland.
Was that 20? Did you say 26 miles?
Yeah, 26.2 miles. It's a measured course we have with east of Ireland marathon. So,
was that you just
cutting out?
Was that you just limbering up, like loosening up a little?
No, that's just a new course today. Because normally every day I've been running the beach. So I'm sick of looking at sand and having sand in me socks when I go home and everything else.
So did you run up over the summit twice?
Yeah, run over the summit twice. Yeah, so it's a little bit tougher with the climb, but there's a good bit of downhill as well. So. It's just a bit of a change as well, mentally.
Yeah, I think when you're running, I haven't done much of it, but when you're walking long distance or running, you need something on your mind, somebody to...
You need to change
the scenery and stuff like that.
Yeah, you need to break it up. Yeah. But we had a very positive day yesterday. We went and we talked to Peter McFerry. And a big thanks to Colin Fogarty for that. And loads of positive things. It was just great to hear the man speak, be in the same room as him. Basically, it was an honour. And I came, told him a few of my ideas and stuff. So we're going to keep all that for when we go to the Dáil. Anyway, the video's going to be made this week. So it's all looking positive.
Are you getting good coverage for this 30 marathons in 30 days?
We've had a few bits in the paper, and by ourselves, she's been amazing, and as I say, have great people behind me there putting it up. But I think it's going well. I think a lot of people know about it. But the bus driver mate of mine, Gary Reinhardt, gives me enough support going up and down the Clontarf Road. That's enough for me. I'm sure I know what I'm doing it for anyway, so I'm passionate about it. I don't need much support, you know.
Well, you need support from the people. Like if you're doing something that fantastic, it would, you know, it would help if a lot of people knew about it and a lot of people actually supported the cause. You know, that's the support I'm talking about. Yeah, yeah.
That's area to know about. And if anyone wanted to get out and run this morning out in Holt, they want to do half a lap, even, you know.
Yeah.
If they do know about it, it'd be great.
Yeah, tell me this, when are you actually starting the what date are you starting this on? Have you got a starting date?
So, you know now that I'm 11 days into this, yeah? This is the 11th marathon in a row, yeah?
Oh, okay, I'm just coming on board.
Yeah.
I'm just, sorry about that.
Oh, no, that's all
I'm
right. I didn't know.
Yeah, no, I'm just
so basically I done the 10th one yesterday where from the house and talking to the city. And I had to run around town for a while just to kill a few miles. So I went up and down O'Connell Street talking to the homeless and ran out the queue lockdown. So this is just 262 miles behind me now. So this is the start of a new week and it's kind of hard. It's like hitting a wall. I had focused on 10 and now I have to go again. You know what I'm trying to
say? So you're well into it. You're well into it at this stage. So you change the route every so often, do you?
No, basically, I done the first one in Balbriggan with East of Ireland Martins, and the rest of them have been there, Clontarf, running the beach. This one now is just a slight change. It takes the beach out and it adds Holt Summit. That's the only change. But I'll look for a few new courses along the way.
No, okay. So you think you're feeling pretty good at the moment, do you think, after getting the water?
Yeah, feeling pretty good. Obviously, the legs are very sore. They take probably 10 minutes to warm up every morning. Got a load of water into me this morning, so I feel much better. Had a bit of a headache there, but that's just normal stuff. We have to watch ourselves in this humidity. Like.
Yeah, and I suppose you'd go through a pair of shoes a week, would you, doing this?
I'll give you a good one. I have one pair of runners, and I got them off a great friend of mine, and he sponsors me for every event. Jim Collier out in Runzone in Rathcar Village, so big shout out to him. He gives me discounts on the runners when I go out there, and he sponsored me plenty of times. So, I've one pair of runners for the whole event, so tapping the sand out of them this morning. And I'll see how long they last for. I think the toes are going to come out of them at some stage.
I don't think they're going to last for 30 marathons.
No. I'll order a pair now in the next few days and go out and collect them. These ones are starting. There's no soul on them anymore.
2 years ago, I walked the Camino, and that was just walking. And it was just 1,000 kilometres. And
yeah,
one pair of runners
walking, huh?
disintegrated. And that was only doing 26k a day. So I think you'd
they fall off, yeah, especially when there's a bit of heat there as well. It just melts all the glue on the runners, you know.
Well, it's probably the temperature now doesn't suit you the last few days, really, in this kind of situation, does it?
Well, to be honest, yeah, I do. I love a bit of the sun because I was in Italy last year. I ran 10 and 10 days over there for the homeless as well. And I'm used to the sun now, so I actually like it, you know. It picks you up as well in the morning. But today is just perfect. It's cool. A little bit of breeze there.
Yeah.
And there's no rain or anything, so it's just perfect today, yeah.
It's a bit overcast and that, and that's what you want, isn't it?
Exactly. Perfect weather for running. As Peter said yesterday, he struggled walking his dog for a half an hour. Yeah. So we'll see how it goes today, you know.
Great.
It's a bit of a struggle here at the start, but say a few miles into it, I'll get into it.
Michael Sullivan here will be in touch with you on Friday. Yeah, he'll give you a ring on Friday on the program.
And, that's
see,
great.
See how you're going and see how everything is progressing.
Have you any idea? If you don't hear from me, just send a search crew up to the whole summit. Yeah, I'll be up there somewhere along the side of the road.
have you a target amount of money, or is it just whatever comes in?
Whatever comes in. I don't want to put pressure on anyone. You know, I've already been sponsored by great friends around me and stuff. I'm gonna try push it this week, you know, and try get it out there. I'm gonna go to a few companies myself and try make it bigger that way. But the target I put on the page was 5,000, you know.
Yeah.
I'd be happy anywhere close to that, and of course if it goes more, it'd be amazing. So
okay,
we'll see how it goes. We're gonna have a few benefit nights as well.
How can the listeners kind of donate? How will they do this?
They can look up Mark Conlon on Facebook. You see the running picture with the Peter McFerry T-shirt.
Right.
Or you can go to iDonate. It's www.idonate.ie/marathonaday for PMV Trust. I couldn't have made it any longer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What time do you, like, just out of curiosity, when do you start? Do you start this in early morning when it's cooler? Or when do you start?
I leave the house at about probably 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock. I go to the Lewis and travel into Busaras, and I get Dublin bus have been great going down, having a chat to them, telling them what I'm doing. I go down a few stops to Westwood. So I like to start at about 9 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
Apart from yesterday where I started, like 4 in the morning.
Great stuff. Well, look, Michael will be in touch with you again Friday. Thanks for coming on. And
no problem at all. Thanks very much for having me.
Keep drinking that water. Cheers.
I will do.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, mate.
Bye-bye.
Talk again. Bye-bye.